Welcome, everybody. This is the KPFT Local Station Board Development and Outreach meeting. And I welcome everybody to this meeting. We're going to do a little roll call. Deb, do you want to do it or shall I?
Let me see. I got to find all the names. Hold on. If you've got the names in front of you, I don't have the names in front of me.
I might have it right here if I could help you.
Yes, if you can, then I can write them down. I'll have them next time.
Okay. Here we go. And first of all, hello to Lori. I can see you.
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you. Corey Richard. Anissa. And I hope I don't do this one incorrect. Or maybe this is just who... These are not the members. I think these are actually the people we
send. The non-voters.
Do you want to go through all of these?
I think...
Or otherwise, I'll try to... So, Debbie, are you here?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Glenn Etienne. I don't know if Glenn's here. Jane Scheidler. Let's see who else. Mike Lewis. And I'd heard he had some health issues.
Yeah. You said because I did my shopping on Saturday, so I'm a decent.
Let's look here. Robert Lee, present. Robin Lewis.
Here.
Okay.
Hi, Robin.
All right. Sandy.
I'm here.
Yeah. Teresa, you can mark yourself. Tori Mercer.
I think Tori has stated that he will listen online. Okay. Does not want to come on.
And then Venetia Williams.
Okay.
And Matt Vuoto said he was in a car and he will try to get on. And, goodness. Who was the other one? Somebody else just said,
Glenn Etienne.
No, that was, I'll look it up here real quick. Is Jerry Fowler 87? I got his phone number, I think. He is reduced to capacity owing to a recent surgery. I am running late on preparing for the show. So he will be unable to attend.
He will be what?
Unable to attend.
Who was that again?
Jerry Fowler.
Oh, Jerry. Well, I'll hope he's all right. I'll email him.
And then Matt Vuoto, I'm on the road. I'll try to call in from the road.
Okay. So I have a little question mark next to him. Nancy Zibarnar-Tomi is not on the call, right? Not right now. Okay. And I think I see Rick Norris.
I'm here.
Okay.
Good to see you, Rick. Okay. And
out of those, Corey's a non-voting. Anissa is a non-voting. Vanessa, is she a voting or non-voting?
Vanessa Williams wanted to be invited to the meeting, but she's not voting.
Okay.
And
who else was non-voting?
Anissa Faruqi is, she's not an LSB member, but she, I have her down that she's a voting member. Okay. Okay. And, Glenn Etienne requested an excused absence.
Okay.
All right. And Kurt Gerdrum will be coming on as soon as he gets home. He was on the road. Is Tom Harper on the call?
I think I might have seen him pop on.
Who? Okay. I'm not seeing him yet.
Who's Theron's phone?
I think that is Rick Norris.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yes, that's Rick. That's me.
Okay. Hi, Rick.
And then right. Lori Gabachik? Yep.
Gabby.
She's here.
Welcome, Gab. She's a busy woman too, so.
I'm here.
So, okay. All right. So let's start on the agenda. I would like this meeting to be under an hour. We did kind of a dress rehearsal last week by accident. So welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're here. So I sent out the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the proposed agenda? Hearing none, that's approved. When it comes to, hold the line a minute, please.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
Kurt's here. Okay.
Sandy, could I ask you a question while we're sitting here?
Oh, shit. Where did I go?
Sure, go ahead.
I saw that sustaining members are 58% of the total membership. Has that been increasing steadily for the last couple of years?
Yes.
And is that an all-time high?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Excellent. Thank you.
Kurt, can you say hello? Kurt Gerdrum is up now on the call.
He said hello.
Yeah.
Okay, so put him down as attending. Okay. So, okay, we did approve the draft agenda, and I had sent out the minutes. Right, we sent out. I didn't send out. Well, I guess I sent them out, but Debbie did them. Sent them out after our last meeting, and then sent them out last week. May have sent them out again. Anyway, they've been sent out. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to the minutes from May 6th? Okay, they have been approved. And now a report from either Sandy or Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
I'm in a noisy place, so this may not sound great. Could you hold on a second?
Sure. I sent out the agenda, and when I did, there is a development director's report for June of 2026 in it. So if you have access to the agenda, you'll see membership count. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Lots going on. Oh yeah, this is what I'm going to say right now is in the agenda, but let's see, this is as a few days ago. Things have changed a little bit, but not much. Mm-hmm. As of June the 2nd, membership was 2,761 households. As for individuals, actually I had to break that out for the election supervisor. And when I did that, which was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we have about over 3,200 individuals as members. Sustainer number about now is about 1,608, and that is about 58% of the household membership, put it that way. Monthly sustainer income is $27,516, which is on the high end. And let's see, we had lapsed calls. Teresa and Melinda came last week to do some lapsed calls. And FY26 brought in about $5,679 from 36 returned members. Actually, I think that's a little more now, based on what they brought in, but not a lot more. And car donations, there were 9 donations. The amount is not in here, but if I remember correctly, it was about $4,000 from car donations in FY26.
Yeah, because what you sent us was $5 million and something, and we all knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is now? So what do you think it is, Robin?
If you give me a second, I can pull it up elsewhere. Oops. Actually, it's not on here. Oh, wrong report. It's around $4,000 or $5,000. Okay, from cars.
Okay. 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 All right. From 9 donations, you had said. So I'm going to put $4,500 around. Okay. And how are you? So we definitely have 3 concerts planned. And we have specifics on them, which we were talking about when we were making phone calls. And is all of those details are on the website, right?
Yeah. It's changed a bit, though.
Oh.
I mean, we're now offering tickets to each concert separately instead of making it you have to get the whole package. It's changed on the website. It's changed in all the public places right now.
Okay.
Same artists, same venues. It's just that you can get a single ticket now for each concert instead of having to get a pair.
A pair.
Yeah. Oh, so you can get a single ticket now. Yeah. We don't have enough takers. We have to get people in that. For the first concert, $50 a ticket. And that one is Leonard Lowdown Brown, the Mighty Orc and Sparky Parker Band. For the second concert, which is July the 6th. Featuring James McMurtry and Betty Sue, that's $60 per ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one on August 28th, that's $40 per ticket. And that has the High Taylor, Synchronicity 3, and Midnight Beverage. That's what they're called.
$40?
For that last one, yeah.
And that's great. For the date of the first concert is what?
June 20th.
20th.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Robin and Sandy, and also Marlo, whoever put it together. I think it looks great. And it's kind of exciting. So thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
So we can really start pushing those in our lapsed donor calls.
Yes.
Just to kind of keep spreading the word. Okay. So, anybody have any questions of Robin?
Hearing them. Well, the June 20th one is at where? Is that the one that's at,
Deluxe Theater.
The Deluxe Theater. Both of them are there, right?
The first two are there. Yeah.
Yes. And then the third one is where?
Shushan. Charlie's Big Top, I'm sorry. Continental Club. It's a Continental Club.
Oh, Continental Club? Okay. Okay, that's what I needed. Okay.
Anybody have any questions? Mm-mm. I have to think that maybe if we're not getting more vehicle donations as focused on vehicles as people in Houston are, I think we're doing something wrong. And I just think maybe we ought to change the promos for it and make it kind of crazy to catch people's attention. I know other people are getting in on the act, but and I think I saw something on the website or something, and it, and it looked good, but doesn't sound like we're getting people's attention.
Everyone's probably calling 1-877 cars for kids. They all know the song.
Competition.
Yeah. I hate that. I mean, it is so
I know, but
contrived.
Everyone knows it, like, sticks in your head.
Ew. Maybe if we could find a more interesting song, Take Me Out in the Car, or something about motorcycles. Or
yeah, we need to make our own jingle that's better.
So what if I reached out to, I know a lot of tow truck drivers up here. If I reached out to them or mechanics that have a lot of abandoned vehicles sitting on their property.
That's a good idea.
There's it describes how to do it, right, Robin, in a website, or do we have a little brochure or something?
Yeah, the website shows, what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my grandson does for sure. He knows a bunch of people that they just got these cars that have been there for years. So it doesn't need to be running. It just has to have some proper.
It has to have an engine in it.
Title.
It has to have an engine in it, and you have to have the title.
Engine and title. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, and it must be towable. Whatever that means.
Well, yeah, because they can put them on flatbeds or tow them. Okay. All righty. Because where do they take them? I mean, do they have a certain place they take them, or a drop off, or?
I am not sure.
Not sure.
I'm not sure exactly.
I'll read what all it says, and I bet you I can get my grandson to get us some more vehicles. I just now thought of that. Okay.
Could I ask a question?
Go ahead.
And this is with no disrespect intended. I'm guessing, and Robin or Sandy can tell us, that vehicle donations are less than 5% of what we raise in a year.
Absolutely.
I would say we need to think about, before we put a lot of time and effort in something, is this productive? And
yes,
you know, are we, again, I just, before we jump off and do something, what's the most productive thing that we can do to raise money for the station and make sure that we are, using the time most efficiently? I'm not saying let's not do it, but let's think about, what we're, putting time and effort into. So just a comment. And again, Teresa and everybody, no disrespect intended.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is that KNON, I think in Albuquerque, when they created jingles that had to do with popular songs, like they did something to do with Harry Potter, and they changed it every week. They raised $400,000 in vehicles.
On cars or vehicles? Just in general?
Mostly probably cars. They just got people thinking, oh, I want to get rid of the car. I want to donate it to the radio station. And that's, I think it can be much more productive than we've been doing it. So I think, yes, we will probably need to, we could maybe offer to call the car owners and see if they would like to pass over the title to give somebody permission
nobody would
donate
take
it. Yeah,
you have to have a title before a record driver is going to haul it away. But again, my thought would be, I'd be curious to see on the other stations how they're doing in automobile donations versus other ways that they're doing funds. And like I say, I am not against this, but let's just, make hay while the sun shines, and we only have so many hours in a day, so that's my comment, not necessarily on cars, but on any single thing that we are thinking about as a group.
Okay. All right.
Sandy has his hand up.
Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, thank you. Just back to what Rob said. Robin commented it was somewhere between 4 and 5K, the total donation. Keep in mind, each day that goes by costs about $2,000. So exactly right, Rob. Before you go jumping off the deep end here, put it in perspective. This covers 2 days out of 365. I think our efforts are better served somewhere else.
Okay, well, if you could come up with that idea, fine. I'm just saying I know of a station that put their mind to it and raised $400,000.
And when was that, Teresa?
That was about, I guess, maybe 10 years ago. Things and I know everybody's getting in on the act.
Things are very different now.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, let's study it.
Let's move on.
Let's look and see if there's, you know, how the other stations are doing and, you know, what's out there. And then let's attack it. Let's have that back on the agenda for next time.
I know I was talking to a person and I know people that don't have $100 to give, but they've given their vehicle. And if they want to give their vehicle rather than $100, I think we should take it. Okay.
I do have one question, Teresa. If they do a donation with a vehicle, does that give them a tax thing or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's okay.
And you know, we might want to touch base with the person who does the vehicle donations and ask them if they have any recommendations for how we can blow a little bit of energy into our program. You know?
Teresa.
Yeah.
The first time KPFT did this for the whole year, we made around $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this question came by Lyndon when he first joined the board, and he wanted to know whether it was worth our time. And I think $12,000 a year is really low-hanging fruit because we don't really do much. The person does the calling to the company. The company comes to the house and picks it up, and you give them the title, and then the station gets paid by that company. It's really not that much work unless we want to make some creative jingles or creative. The really good one is the one that Otis and Jane Scheinler made. It's still playing every once in a while. That one with the kids singing Cars for Kids, the kid sounds so tired, like he's really not happy to sing that thing. So I would like to get rid of that one. But the one with Otis is fine. Anyway, it is very easy. We're not really putting that much energy into it at all. And anyway,
okay, so this is what I'm going to do.
Just leave the good thing alone. It works.
Okay, I'm going to call the representative that handles this and see if she has any suggestions. I've met this person at Grassroots Radio Conference, and we have many, many affiliate stations that use her services. And in fact, we could have gotten a better rate if all five of our stations had been involved in this program, but one of them specifically would not change from what they had. So we'll do some research. And Debbie, let's talk about it. Okay,
yes.
Next item on the agenda is lapsed donors. We did try this week. We had two teams work this week. One team was Kurt and Augie. And Kurt, did you want to say anything about the experience?
The experience, well, I think Augie told me that he sold one for sure. He had to leave early. I got one, I think I got one sustainer and, you know, in the usual couple of promises, but beyond that, it was, I think it's a pretty good thing to keep doing. In fact, the more we do it, the better. because even if you don't get any money at that moment, you got KPFT back in their heads, and some people are honestly going to come through maybe later down the road. It creates goodwill. Only had one person hang up on me in all the time I've been doing this. So one of my first fears was that we'd be annoying people, but most people seem genuinely glad to talk to you.
Yeah. I didn't take any promises per se. I did have some people that one person wanted me to call back, and I kind of dropped that thread. I think I have contact information right here on my desk. Because she wanted me to call back after 6 o'clock. So maybe I'll call after this meeting. And a lot of goodwill. And I think it kind of, as a board member, it kind of, puts me in touch with the economic situation there. And some of the personal things that some of our listeners are going through. And if we do have conversations, we can kind of suggest, different shows for them. So I do enjoy talking to them. And occasionally, as I've called, I've talked to people that said, I have you on my insurance policy. I have you in my will. Never can tell. You might just find a diamond in the rough tomorrow. So we'll set up maybe some, lapsed calls in maybe 2 weeks. I'm going to be out of town, but if Kurt and Augie and Melinda or Matt want to make phone calls, while I'm out of town, I'll see if I can touch base with people and see if they want to get together. Okay, doke. Rob Lee, did you want to say anything about, legacy gifts or major donors?
Yes, I'd be happy to, although I'm going to go back to your cars for a minute. I just contacted my friend Google, and here, this is interesting. This is a study done by a group that appears to make a profit from doing cars. It's the only one I could find, and it's dated 2020, but it does talk about car donations going up, since COVID. But here's the number that was interesting. They say 36,000 vehicles were donated that made a profit of $122 million for the nonprofits. Although in that same sentence a little bit later, it talked about only $30 million of the $122 million went to the stations. But, you know, for what it's worth, you know, maybe we should study it a little bit in more depth and see if it's something, you know, we could do. I mean, I'm sure we can find somebody to cut a commercial, but let's, I just like kind of being scientific about this. Anyway, now I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I at least wanted to give some facts. Back to what we're doing, major gifts. We are working and Sandy, you cut me off if I'm not supposed to be saying this. I did not hear back from Rico today, but, there is a plan that there will be a recognition dinner for KPFT donors, et cetera, et cetera. And, it's in the planning process right now, probably to be rolled out in the next couple of months for a fall campaign. But, hopefully we can use that very strategically to be able to continue to curry favor with people that will donate. And then Robin, you're here, and off camera, so to speak, or a little bit later, you know, maybe we could talk about, you know, what we're doing to cultivate major donors and, you know, what kind of calling campaign. And I know you and Sandy have something, but that would be, you know, some questions that we could have. How could I or other people, aside from doing commercials and other things here, be able to assist you guys in, you know, helping to bring in funds. And I know it takes a great deal of coordination, and this is probably not the time or place, but you know, that's the report that I have at the moment. Don't know if anybody wants to add to that.
I would like to add to that.
Okay.
I think we should maybe make it a little, more face to face and personal with potential major donors and people who might consider a legacy gift. And by that, I think what we should do is small gatherings, schedule them throughout the year. Maybe someone like you, Rob, could talk to them about, the mechanisms for, you know, bequeathing stuff to the station, money, property, whatever it might be. But a small group, I think, of just sort of sitting around a table, talking about it, being led by someone like you, would just, I think, put the thought into their head if it was never there before. Or if it was, maybe lead them to action. What do you think?
I think that would be wonderful. And my thought would be to, for example, there probably still are people that have not been to the station. And I don't know if we're having small meetings at the station, at the moment, but you know, you might be able to invite 10 people. Of course, you'll only get half of that or less, and just give them a tour, give them a cup of coffee. Maybe have it be when, Sandy is, before his show or something on a Saturday, and, you know, kind of make them feel good about, you know, where their money would be going to. And we could make a presentation. We could also steal literature from other groups, unless Pacifica has something for us to use, and be able to leave them with information about, like what we have on the website. You know, would you like to name us in an insurance policy as a beneficiary? Would you like to name us as a beneficiary in an IRA? The different ways that we could have people, you know, give us larger gifts and really what it means to them. Like for example, like an IRA, people might say, well, what if I live too long? Well, if you leave the money as a beneficiary, you have to be dead first. And, you know, if the spouse or whoever it is are already dead and it's not going to somebody else, there's no risk at that point because it would not go until death. But we could work on, you know, different strategies. And that is being done all the time at other nonprofits.
Okay. Well, then let's get together and work it out.
I think that's a good idea because, I was just going to say, I know a guy that I'm trying to talk to about donating because he's been like a listener for a long time. He's like an old hippie, but I was like, hey, like if you could kind of get a VIP tour or, you know, like come down to the station to meet some of the people on air, I think he would love it. You know, so just let people see kind of how it works and where their money would go to would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you for thinking of that. It comes up. I'm telling you, when I have conversations with people, several people, and I always take that information to Robin. This person says they put us in their will. This person says, his kids don't need it. He has us on his life insurance. So when he dies, a chunk of money, $300,000 is coming to us or something. I don't know what. Okay. I hope you have the right address for us. You know, we might want to say something. We might want to do a short promo on air, which just gives basic information.
We have that about this already.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a couple, Teresa. We've got a couple. Okay.
We've been running those.
But, and just FYI, the mechanics of this is somebody would be an executor in most instances of an estate. And if, mm-hmm. if for example, KPFT was named as a beneficiary of life insurance or any other thing, it doesn't matter what address is there. You know, they would just make sure that it definitely should go to KPFT, and they would, that executor would find that out. I mean, that would be a normal job for an executor.
That's the way it works.
Is that Nancy with her hand up?
Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. I just wanted to say the Gay Pride has been decided to be rescheduled. The parade between July 19th and October 31st of this year. They canceled because of the severe weather. So we have a chance to do another Gay Pride. Parade.
Okay, but we're not talking about that, but we will be coming to that.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
So, any other points you want to make, Rob, about legacy gifts or major donors?
Okay. Unless someone has a question. No, unless someone has a question.
I just want to say, Rob, thank you for the work you've done. It's made a difference. We've noticed a difference in the funding pattern in this last drive, and I think we'll see that shift continue. And part of that are these advised donor funds. So thank you very much.
And Rob, if we talk to someone, should we give them your email or give them your phone number, or who should we have them call?
Everything should be going through Rob.
Robin, okay. So KPFT. Okay.
There was a point at which I was calling lapsed donors, and I said, you know, if you're considering putting KPFT in your will, or, you know, giving us a donation of stock or on your insurance, contact Robin at this number, blah, blah, blah. So I hope I'm planting that idea to some people. We are now on item 5C, the item was concert series, and I just want to say that we need to mention these on our calls to lapsed donors. Does anybody have any other thing to say about the upcoming concerts? Okay. Next item is the observations about Amy Goodman event. Anybody want to say anything about Amy Goodman?
Well, you said on the concert, how can we help? Is there anything that we need to help do, Robin?
I've been thinking that maybe for the second concert, and that's July 6th, so it's actually kind of close, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that one might benefit from a small silent auction.
Oh, there.
The venue is set up very nicely for something like that, in the lobby.
Okay.
But like I said, it's less than a month away now.
Yeah.
So, and at the station, we have maybe, in my opinion, two things that are optionable. If we scrounge around, might be able to find two more.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, so small.
If you don't announce it and we have the stuff, we still could do it though.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's leave that one unannounced. And if I can come up with some stuff on my end, not a whole lot of stuff, but something, I mean, a little bit helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll sort of make an inventory of the things that I think might be appealing to in a silent auction. And that's, you know, not too burdensome to get into the place.
Right.
And stage.
Yeah. I was thinking of my brother-in-law. He's got a house down in Hawaii that he just had in an auction or a raffle or a silent auction at a fundraiser. And I was shocked at how full that box was. So I'm going to see if he'll do that again.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yep. I will get a hold of him. That would be a big donation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Robin, I would like you to, you said you're going to send something to the LSV and ask them to start thinking about possible silent auction item.
I didn't say that. But like I said, whatever it is, it won't be a large thing.
No.
You know, if we have 8 to 10 items. I think that would be, you know, be good.
Yeah, I think that'd be sufficient. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
if you send it to the LSB and tell them if they have ideas for silent auction gifts that they send, you know, contact you, then you get to decide which ones you accept.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Great. Awesome. And Tom Harper, would you say hello? Tom Harper's on the call.
Hi, yes, Tom.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Well, we're just glad you're here.
Well, thank right. you.
Okay. And if anybody would like to talk about silent auction items, I'd love to talk to you. I mean, I haven't contacted Shannon Jewelers in a while, but they gave us a couple really nice watches one time and some rings. So maybe they would consider that. Or maybe something that maybe fits the musician. Maybe some Texas art or something specific that would that comes to your mind when you're thinking of McMurtry. Okay. So let's go to Amy Goodman. Any observations about Amy Goodman?
Teresa? I have my
go ahead, Nancy.
About the concert. Yeah. About the concert. We could ask our music programmers. They might have some antique poster about some kind of music thing, or they may have something that music lovers might like to see at a silent auction. And I do appreciate when the music programmers talk about these concerts, if they're doing it. Sometimes I hear it, but I react more from the programmer than hearing a little fast a commercial like thing announcement. So programmers, their words are a little bit heavier than a cart. And then we could ask them to have something that would be a good appropriate for a silent auction. That's all.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Asking the programmers if they know someone who would like to donate something. That's another thought.
Yeah, but they
maybe our program director record. Would like to ask programmers.
Yeah, because they may have a really great record or vinyl or, you know, some antique thing or something that, you know, the music lovers would really go crazy about. But
okay.
I don't know that stuff, but I mean, they might. That's
Robin, would you ask the program director if she'd like to approach the programmers and ask if they might have some auction items that they would like to solicit?
Yeah, I have no problem doing that. I'll be talking to her tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Anything else about the concert series?
I got a question, too. You know, we've got all those CDs upstairs. Could somebody just kind of go through and make a bundle? Since nobody really uses them, or do they use them?
No, they're not used, but I don't.
See, I would buy
they're so beat up and so old, you know.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to find just the right person who might want that, and I don't know who that would be. I mean, we have some new releases and whatever, all shiny and shrink-wrapped. It might be worth a try with. I just have to think about that. I mean, who wants CDs anymore?
I play them all the time, and I know a lot of people. I still play 45, so I must be one of them oddballs. I buy old CDs. I buy old albums. I buy old 45s, you know, and if they're not totally scratched up, but I mean, just one bundle, if we threw just one bundle just to see what it would do, could I do that?
Okay. If you want to do that, you have to come to the station. Idea. You create the bundle.
Okay. I'll create the bundle.
You know. Because
okay,
I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
I haven't played 45 since 1975.
Oh no, that's sad. I still got my little yellow thing that goes in the middle. I have probably three of them.
I still have my Donna Summer albums. Okay.
You
love to love you, baby.
Right there. That's worth a lot of money.
Okay. So we have about 15 minutes left in this meeting. So I'm really going to push it. Okay. I've asked it several times. Do we have any comments about the Amy Goodman? Let me just start by saying I thought that the Shepherd's Pie at Mucky Duck was out of this world. And I thought the movie was great. I thought the conversation with Michael Woodson was great. I hope it wins an Academy Award. So any other thoughts, any other observations? Okay. So Sandy will be telling us at the LSB about how that fundraiser did.
Why not?
I would like to say it was also really nice to see some folks that I hadn't seen in a while, a lot of familiar faces. And I wish we could come up with some more opportunities like that, and maybe some more opportunities to mingle a little bit, because that social justice kind of activism, it's really good to see people that, you know, care so much, just don't get enough opportunities to see them. Okay, we've already talked about silent auction. We're talking about upcoming calendar events. As Nancy said, Pride was canceled because of possible electrical storms. I had a very nice conversation with Brian, the host of Queer Voices, and he and several of his other co-hosts were ready to go down there. He might have actually gone down there. So I think that when it's rescheduled, we're going to hit the ground running and gathering people for
Teresa?
Teresa?
I can't hear you.
We don't hear you, Teresa.
We lost you, Teresa.
Yep, we lost her.
Teresa? Maybe she's still talking.
Debbie, you have to take over.
Okay. All righty, until she gets back. So that covered it with the Pride. Now the B is, we're still searching for someone to work on the community events calendar. I said I would try to work on the one up here, but I haven't gotten any feedback yet. I've told a few people, hey, let me know when we're having something in Conroe at the fairgrounds or at any, you know, any area that a park or whatever, but I haven't gotten any feedback. I've thrown out a bunch of bones, but I haven't gotten anything. So we do possibly need one for somebody down in the Houston area. So could I
ask a question on the calendar? Is there anybody that we could partner with that we'd feel comfortable in partnering with and just provide a link on our calendar? Now, we've got the Blues Hound that does, you know, the concert calendar, and I think that the station gets a lot of mileage from artists and so forth on that one. But if we can't find somebody that really wants to do this, would there be a strategic partner and we would just put their link on our website?
I'm back. I'm sorry for everybody.
Yeah, you're back.
So back to the...
Would that be something that Robin, would you know who to contact for that?
There's a... something called Culture Map that I talk about frequently. Culture Map.
Culture Map.
One word. I'm looking at it right now. And, it lists just hundreds and thousands of events of all kinds.
Oh, okay.
You know, and KPFT is a really, you know, ad heavy, you know, doing a lot of ads for, well, I'm looking at real estate and restaurants and that sort of thing, but also, you know, like, you know, people, kayaking down the bayou to pick up apple snail larvae, something like that.
Oh.
So all kinds of things.
So is that culturemap.org or com?
Culturemap, MAP.com.
Oh, okay. .com. Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, I mean, that's the one I know about. There's probably others that are probably more KPFT friendly, but I don't know what they are.
Now, when I reach out to people about trying to find events, is there a mission statement that I can use, or how do I need to talk to you to find out how to present the station? Is there a certain protocol I have to follow?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Say I'm talking to the kayak people and I want to see their event and somehow be able to participate in their event, even along if it's along the bayou or what. How would I present to them that we wanted to be, you know, there? I mean,
if you take into account what the event is like, if your thought is that KPFT should have a kayak that we can have KPFT people in to participate, that's one thing. But what's more common is KPFT wants to participate in your event in one way or another.
Oh, okay.
And we try often if they say, well, you know, why should we make any space for you? Then we make a, you know, maybe perhaps make a trade deal with them.
Oh, okay.
You know, get so many announcements for a booth we do this all the time. We did it with the art car parade.
Right.
That sort of thing.
That answered my question because I didn't know if there was a certain thing that, you know, couldn't be said or, I mean, if there's any question, I guess I could just tell them, call you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd have to, if we make an agreement like I just described, then, yeah, it has to come through me or Sandy.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That was my question.
Well, the biggest challenge, think, is, yes. Go ahead, Nancy.
I just wanted to answer Debbie's question. If you want to see the mission statement, you go to pacifica.org. And then you click mission and it's there. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
I think it was wonderful when Brian Henka of Queer Voices said, hey, I'm going to have two co-producers. We'll meet you there. We're going to get people to sign up on the clipboard pass out literature. I'm hoping that maybe Marlo Blue will ask programmers if they want to be involved in any community events and can assist in some way. I think it makes a lot of sense if there's a programmer that wants to get involved in the community but doesn't really know quite how to get volunteers together, we could assist in some way. So, Debbie, did you just offer to go to the map and work on that?
Excuse me?
Did you offer to go to CultureMap and look to see if
there's... Yes, I'm going to go to the CultureMap. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go to that and see what I can find.
And I think I should probably maybe get a hold of Rick Norris and see if he just peruses CultureMap and pick out some events. And if we have one person, we're not going to do anything. But if we could find a programmer that wants to be involved in that, you know, let's say our environmentalist show wanted to do something environmental, like the kind in the show.
Well, you're going in and out. You're going in and out right now.
Okay.
your voice is
warbling.
Okay. Well, I want somebody to assist my programmer also. Okay, thank you. At this point, we have no Kurt and I, we're on it, but I don't think we have enough time to work on it. Do we have any new business?
Yeah, I have a question. Is it worth our while to send a small email to our, what do you call it, our membership about the concert series or whatever thing else we're doing?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, let Robin and Sandy to discuss that, because if people, you know, interested in going out and they're not hearing the announcement, they just didn't catch it. Well, if they see, oh, here it is, and it's written down for me, so I don't have to, you know, remember anything.
Robin, how many? Many emails do we send out per year?
A year? I don't know of a year, but each tranche to members is about 9,000 emails.
Oh man!
Each time.
How often send them out?
Lately, it's been weekly. I'm planning one for tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Robin. Any other new business?
New business.
Good.
Yes. I would like us to do what we did old-fashioned way, long time ago. Put flyers on every door of every house. And we need some people with legs that work. So this is now a summer vacation time. Maybe some of our members have kids that can would like to do that. And I'm trying to think how to make it fun, like, you know, give them something to eat afterwards. But the hub would be the libraries. And then they can come and pick up the flyers at the library. And then the person who's assigned for that area or volunteers makes a map. So we know what houses got the flyers and what houses didn't. So the next time we go, we pick up where we left off. I really like a flyer at the door. I mean, I found really important things with a flyer at the door. It's more like, oh, people are really working hard here. This station is really, what station does that anyway? So I was thinking, if you're going to do a newsletter, maybe we could ask for volunteers to, you know, pass out flyers. That's the new business I wanted to put on and let people think about it. And I have a whole bunch of those 1/8 flyers, but I feel like it's just missing. And so I've been writing on them about the call-in shows at 6 and 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And then you've got Houston Community Station written 2 or 3 times, and we could put something in there. I think those call-in shows are kind of important. And then maybe, you know, check out our concerts or our whatever. And the idea we had last year, which we did do at Mandel Park, where it doesn't cost anything. So we're not going out there to make money, but it's a chance for people to just meet each other face to face. And I think that's a good idea to take up again, either really quickly or before it gets too hot, or in the fall when it gets cooler. Those two things, volunteers for passing out flyers house to house.
Is there an ordinance or a permit that we'd have to do nowadays?
Well, if we had permission from some community group to do an event like we did at the hardware store earlier this year, or like we did with the Mandel Park board, or had permission to do a get together, then we need a permit. We need permission of people who own the property to do something. I'll tell you what, Nancy, let's you and I discuss a little further. Okay. I mean, unless someone here on this call wants to work on that specifically. Any takers?
Excuse me. I don't want people putting flyers on people's doors. No. Not in this day and age. You may get shot. So let's not do that.
I agree with that.
We have email that we send out weekly. Robin just told you. Okay. We have other means of reaching people through social media. There's your flyer. Social media. And which, by the way, is booming.
I disagree. There's a lot of people who don't even know about
you can disagree. That's okay,
Nancy. How would we reach those people?
Yeah, Nancy, we can agree to disagree, but we're just...
No, how do we reach people that we don't have their emails, Sandy? How do we reach those people?
Social media is one way.
That's mm-hmm. what we want to reach.
I wanted to, sorry, this is a different one, but just to kind of follow up earlier, it was mentioned about like the recognition thing. So I'd like to maybe formally talk, like put that on, working on that for the fall, or I don't know, is that going to be like, that was interesting. So I'd like to follow up on that, maybe get that kind of worked on.
And we will. And I sense a new committee member to that.
Yes, I'll do my best.
Okay. So, I will be happy to talk to, Nancy about some of the issues involved with block walking. It's labor intensive and maybe not the best way to target potential, listeners, but there are other means. And Laurie, I'm glad you brought that back up again. So maybe when Rob and Robin get together to talk about some event, they have you on the call. Okay, our next meeting, in case you hadn't noticed, jumps all the way to August 4th. Yes, what is Nancy?
Nancy's got a question.
There are long lines to get into concerts like downtown, you know, these music concerts, and people mm-hmm. are waiting to get in, and that's a great way to, I passed out flyers that way too. I mean, they have nothing to do, they have to just wait in line to get in, and so you pass them a flyer, and they're already interested in concerts, so that is another way, you know, whether there's a lot of people. And you know, a lot of those people have never heard of KPFT. And it's the same at all five stations. Their areas don't know about their own Pacifica station. So just email is good, but the people, we don't have their emails. So that's who we want to get. But I just have
social media.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. No one's picking us up right now. So you will us this early. Okay, the meeting is now, it's time to adjourn the meeting. Next meeting is off the 4th. It is 7:07.
The meeting.
A second.
I think that Tom Harper just moved to adjourn. Is that right, Tom?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And any objection?
No objection.
And the next
I would just I would just like all of us to wish Tom well.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for your prayers. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. And it's 7:07.
Best wishes, Tom.
Thanks,
when
everybody.
Is the next meeting, Teresa?
Okay, so the meeting is now adjourned, and Otis can take him off the take us off the stream. I'll be happy to...
Teresa, when is the next meeting?
August
the 4th.
We're not having a
meeting. No, we passed this last thing. We decided we would not have a July meeting. I think that it's a good point that that Sandy made. We can have.
Are we off the stream yet?
Well, I'm not sure if Otis took us off the stream.
I see him still up there.
Let me call him.
Finish, Teresa, what you're saying.
I'm saying that.
Your sentence.
Checking to see if we're off the stream yet.
Something about Sandy said something and you were commenting.
Sandy was talking about social media. I think that that what's her name? He's just in charge of like Facebook. And I think that we should probably try some more creative things with social media to reach people. Maybe, hi, can you take us off the stream now? We're not going on executive session, but we're finished with our meeting. Okay, thank you.